be waiting tomorrow.
And if the wind has been blowing, and then it starts to...
Winds are dying down.
How about rain, if it's been raining hard, and then it's
slacking up.
And you mentioned cold weather here when you got 12 inches of ice. Now, where'd you get that? Out of the creek?
Oh, it's on these big ponds. You see, you have to cut the ice. This country's covered in gathering then. And you had to keep that ice cut. And every day they'd go down and cut that ice and push it, pull it back out of the way until the cattle would drink. They would drink only about once a day. That's all they drank, and of course it'd be froze over 30 minutes after they drank.
Did the cattle eat snow? Did they do that?
Well, not much. I never did see them eat it.
They just want water.
They just want water. Of course, they can go a whole day, you know, when a storm first comes up without having any water, but about the second day they begin to want water.
Did you have any special term for that first thin ice on a bucket or something?
Well, it's called a skim of ice.
And let's see, I wanted to ask you here about, what would your mother and father be? What relation to you? They would be
your father and mother.
They would. Well, would you say they're anything else? Have any other terms?
My parents.
Yeah. Well, you'll be pleased to know that we finished the questionnaire.
Well, good deal.
I've enjoyed this interview. It's been pleasant. I've enjoyed all my interviews.
Well.
But I've enjoyed this one particularly. I thank you very much. And now, if I may have your name, Mr. Fleming.
Yeah, now how do you want this? Do you want my full name or just the initials or what?
Oh, either way.
Well, I get my mail mostly J.W. Fleming. J.W.F.L.E.M.I.N.G. James W. is the way I sign my name.
And age?
Age, I'm born 1882. October.
And formal education?
I never had no one. Fourth grade.
You know, I learn more and more that education is a relative thing. Our high school students now, if they were put in the situation that people were at that age, 50 years ago, would be total failures.
Yes, or 65 years ago.
Yeah. Figure you have to make butter, you have to make soap, you have to make hominy, you have to grease the axles and harness the horses.
Yes, they wouldn't know what to do.
No. And you think of the practical education that people got then, and the practical education that people get now, it just makes you kind of wonder. Of course, I guess we have the same thing, but it's just different.
I had a nephew, I might have told you, that the thought of, he has a doctor's degree and he's a superintendent of schools in California someplace.
Oh.
In the Imperial Valley. Well, I believe it's the first completely modern air-conditioned school in the United States.
Boy.
You see, they made a big defense project out of it, you know. It's not too far from the coast. It's on the west coast line. And he's back here and he told me that he'd made a kind of a study of it and he just studied his class. And some of them went on in their school sometimes pretty high up. Well, my boy was in the class with him. And some of the boys just finished eighth grade. And as far as dollars and cents is concerned, there's two or three boys in the class that he was in that's worth $150,000 to $200,000 just right here, just in the cattle industry, one thing or another. And he said that as far as our class is concerned, that I studied it, the boys that finished the eighth grade is financially better fixed than the boys that went on to college. Some of them finished eighth grade, some of them finished